We're visiting with the great Billy Crystal, who's in town this week. What was that like when you signed the one-day contract last season, I guess it was, and you got to play in a spring training game?
It was absolutely insane. See, everyone was a really good baseball player, right?
Right.
And nobody voted for Nixon. And I was a really strong young little player, and I continue to play to this day. And I have a batting cage at my house, and it's a big part of my workout is fielding ground balls and keeping in shape that way. So when this thing happened, through Derek Jeter, in honor of my 60th birthday last year, I started working out with Reggie Smith, former switch hitter for the Dodgers and the Red Sox, and the Cardinals, tremendous player. He had trained the guys for 61, so I knew him pretty well. And we had about 10 days to get me ready for like an 85-mile-an-hour fastball. I got in as good a shape as I could get in. And when I got there, I spent a couple of days before the game, you know, with the guys and all the ribbing that they would do and all the, you know, cutting my shoelaces and cutting the toes out of my socks, because baseball players, their scams aren't that sophisticated. So the one I didn't get was the hot stuff in the jock. That I was glad I didn't get.
Good,
yeah.
But the at-bat itself was, which we show during the show, during 700 Sundays, I show the at-bat itself, was insanely good. And I was just, I fouled one off. I got to a 3-2 count. He threw me two cutters at 89 miles an hour. So he didn't hold back.
Uh-huh.
Paul Mahalan was his name with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it was the most incredibly, I don't know, it was just so strange, sick, good that the next day I couldn't believe I wasn't there again. You know, I just loved it.
How do you compare yourself to Michael Jordan and Garth Brooks as a baseball player?
Well, Jordan, I totally have a better swing than. And Garth, I know he can play, you know, for me, they weren't as old as I was when I played. So I have to give myself credit for just standing in there. But Mahalan knew if he hit me that I'd sue.